And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Jumped into a break there real quick. What did we have there? We had Curtis Wright, from the self-titled one. Of course, doing Little Feat's Dixie Chicken for you. Neat stuff there. We heard from Russian banjo picker Ilya Toshinsky from his Red Grass CD and Country Morning. Volume 5 in there from the new one, Drifter. We heard When I Go Away and started you off back there. Ricky Wasson from the Crowology CD and God's Own Singer. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calker, glad to have you along. Once again, if you want to get in touch, you can send email anytime at all to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Come on over to the website as well. We're at outofthewoodsradio.com, and we have the Facebook and all that sort of stuff. Just come on over and say hello. Let us know what you'd like to hear, whatever. All right, folks. Well, I think pretty soon it's Canada Day, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is up north there of us here. We're going to play one for Canada right now from Danny Greenberg's new CD, which is called Morning Song. This is Canada on Out of the Woods.
You should go, and day should turn, tomorrow's a quiet word. You should know, while your ears are mine to borrow, may the Lord protect you as you go, all the way home. May your own Lord protect you as you go, all the way home. Oh, Canada, can't you see your stairs do to me? Your maple eyes, they paralyze me. Oh, Canada, can't you see? Oh. Canada, oh, can't you tell, or tell me that I hide it well? I see your face, it goes to hell, I slipped and I'm afraid I fell. Oh, Canada, can't you see what your stairs do to me? Your maple.
windmills in pump jacks, old forgotten town. Gold dust devils, stars light up the ground. Train whistle blowing, can't you hear that lonesome sound? Just keep on rolling through the darkness, moving through your town. Well, now drinking Old Crow whiskey don't mean that you can fly. Could be higher than a mountain, might not touch the open sky. Keep on spinning around in circles. You're back down on the ground. You're back down on the ground. Disciple of the highway, wild as a rattlesnake. Roller coaster flipping over, push and pull, give and take. Just a modern day drifter, steel bells wearing thin. Still trying to break the ties that bind me. This old rigging back again. Well, now drinking Old Crow whiskey don't mean that you can fly. Could be higher than a mountain, might not touch the open sky. Keep on spinning around in circles. You're back down on the ground. You're back down on the ground. In pump jacks, old forgotten town. Train whistle blowing, can't you hear that lonesome sound? Well, now drinking Old Crow whiskey don't mean that you can fly. Could be higher than a mountain, might not touch the open sky. Keep on spinning around in circles. Back down on the ground. You're back down on the ground.
radio now. Here comes love, radio now. Here comes love again, again. Radio now. Here comes love, radio now. Here comes love, radio.
Guitarist broke his arm in an automobile. They told him he'd never play again. He refused to take that deal. He had the doctors fix his elbow to hold a guitar where his fingers curled. At 94, he was one of the best guitarists in the world. That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. Then win or lose, you showed you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. There was a woman who wanted to go to a school that wouldn't let her in. They told her to just get married, let men do the important things. But she'd earned her grades and she sued that school, and to that school she went. And now that university has a woman president. That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. Then win or lose, you show you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. There once was a champion boxer who refused to go to war. He said, I got nothing against anybody, don't know what they're fighting for. He stood up for his convictions and they declared him a free man. And that title that they took away, he won it back again. That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. Then win or lose, you show you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. When I was a young man, they said I was wasting my time, trying to sing my songs for you, living my life in rhyme. It's true I don't ride in limos, own a mansion in Malibu. Ah, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm singing this song for you. That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. Then win or lose, you show you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. And hey, how about that scientist was completely paralyzed? Had to speak to people through a voice encoder that read the movements of his eyes. He could have wasted away in a wheelchair, but he had too much on his mind. Won a Nobel Prize for the books he wrote, one blink at a time. That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. And win or lose, you show you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. There's always someone to tell you you can't live out your dreams. They'll say you'll never be good enough, never make it in that scene. You can work hard and take your chances, or be finished before you start. Ah, but who are you gonna believe anyway? Someone else or your own heart? That's why you play the game, 'cause you never ever know what you can do till you do your best, till you put yourself to the test. And win or lose, you show you stood tall just the same. My little darling, that's why you play the game. Oh, my little darling, that's why you play the game.
Our next guest, Mr. Rod MacDonald. Yeah, he's going to be here in just a few weeks from now. That's one from his latest, Later That Night, and called That's Why You Play the Game. Yeah, we're looking forward to having Rod on. That'll be a lot of fun. We've been sort of working on that for a few years now, back and forth, but he's going to be passing right through, so hopefully we'll get him on soon. We had Michael Logan before that from his New Medicine CD. We heard Ready or Not. And Dolly Shine, also brand new, first time hearing from them, a tune called Rattlesnake from their new one Walkabout. Most of it's a pretty heavy duty affair, but that one fits the bill for this show. Danny Greenberg started off the set, and one from the Morning Song CD, and one for our friends up north. Happy Canada Day. We heard Canada from him. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to play one now for you from Daryl Purpose, another former guest of ours from many years ago. I'd like to get him back on someday. His most recent one is called Still the Birds. Here's Baltimore on Out of the Woods.
Through the shimmer of the river, you can see the lights of Harlem, and the ghosts among the salt piles along the FDR. You can hear the heavy footsteps of the overworked and weary, once upon a midnight dreary, he was standing where you are. Wandered through Manhattan, searching for his true beloved. Although her worldly burden long lay buried in the earth, he sacrificed his scruples in attempts to resurrect her in the fundamental rhythm of death and birth. Edgar Allan Poe lived his last days in the Bronx. He lived his last days in the Bronx, but he died in Baltimore. He died in Baltimore. In Baltimore, in a raging fever, he was sure he saw her spirit among the ghosts and phantoms, forever between trains. Her face was pale and hollow, but her eyes lit up in flashes as the snowflakes on her lashes fell upon her harbor chains. And he heard the holy music in the bells of New York City, where the loneliness and pity took him to the tavern floor. And in a hollow whisper, he said, "Tell me, pilgrim shadow, why do we aim for El Dorado? Just to die in Baltimore." Edgar Allan Poe lived his last days in the Bronx. He lived his last days in the Bronx, but he died in Baltimore. He died in Baltimore. In Baltimore, they found him in a coma, his clothes had all been stolen, replaced by black alpaca and ragged gabardine. All the people in the tavern swore that he'd left sober, even though it was October and just days from Halloween. No one ever did discover seeds of his destruction, be it alcohol or opium, typhus or TB. Or maybe he got shanghaied on some street obscure and lonely, haunted by dark angels only, down to the sounding sea. Edgar Allan Poe lived his last days in the Bronx. He lived his last days in the Bronx, but he died in Baltimore. He died in Baltimore. In
Oh, tide is gathering, the water and the oil. Once upon a blazing sea, how was I not falling? How was I not falling? Oh, my old home, let go unwillingly, root and trunk and branch. One short night and one more yesterday, everyone more slight. And today I find you here. How am I so lucky? How am I so lucky?
Made me sad all the time.
Mo Kenny for you here on Out of the Woods. Great stuff from her little CD called In My Dreams. That was Dancing. Chris J. Connolly in there from the new one, Flying Lessons. We heard Wild Beast from that. Julie Parisi Kirby and her new CD, In Her Dream. We heard My Old Home. And at the top of the set, Daryl Purpose from his new one, Still the Birds and Baltimore. Well, folks, we're going to take care of our final break of the show. Get that out of the way right now for you. We'll be right back after this.